Looking to pick up the next home run king?
High drive left field. Going back. Boom. Stand. Baby.
Or are you still trying to figure out who some of your guys are?
Paul Goldschmidt, and that ball is gone. Oh, wow. Upper deck.
Whether you're sifting through the waiver wire for sleepers or just trying to keep your team in the race.
He went onto the rolled up tarp. What a play by Nolan Arenado.
We've got your bases covered.
At the wall, leaping. Oh, a play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
My, oh my!
Hello, everybody. Welcome in once again. This is Andy Greenberg. You're listening to the Can of Corn Cast, our fantasy baseball podcast on ArizonaSports.com. Can of corn, easy fly ball in baseball, and well, we're going to make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. That's right, Andy Greenberg here with you for the next 20 minutes. I will help you figure out who's hot in Major League Baseball. Then we're going to talk about who to drop. You always end up in that situation, oh man, we're a month and a half in, this guy still hasn't done anything, but he's really good. What do I do? I've got a couple good answers for you on two guys that have been driving people crazy, and we're going to talk about that soon. I've also got somebody swimming around in the shallow end of the free agent pool that could be a very solid pickup for your team. Plus, we take a dip in the Chase Field pool, who from the Diamondbacks is worthy of a spot on your roster, and we end with the on-deck circle. Prized pitching prospect will have made his first start by the time I talk to you next week. Plus, personally hoping, but I think the baseball world is hoping too, to see this next superstar be called up to play shortstop. We'll talk about that in the on-deck circle. But right now, it's the starting five.
The starting five.
Did your lawyer call? Yeah, $10 is $10.
Goldie, that one is way out of here. Ninth of the year for Paul Goldschmidt, and the Diamondbacks, who have homered three times tonight against James Shields, are back within one. It's 5-4.
So, not sure what Bob Brenly and Steve Bertheum were talking about before that, but that is local legend Paul Goldschmidt, though most call him America's first baseman. And boy, is he ever. He, Paul Goldschmidt, the number one player in fantasy baseball right now. He is hitting .355. He has 9 homers, 27 RBIs, 24 runs, and 6 steals. Coming in at number two is your Major League home run leader. It's Nelson Cruz. He's got 14 jacks, hitting .347. 27 RBIs, leads the American League, 20 runs, and a stolen base. Nelson Cruz also leads the American League in slugging percentage and extra base hits. Number three, Mike Trout, Los Angeles Angels. He's hitting .306, 9 homers, 19 RBIs, 26 runs. That leads the American League, plus 7 steals. Number four, he's been on here for the last few weeks. It's Adrian Gonzalez, .373 with 9 homers. That means he's only hit 3 homers since the first week of the season. Yikes. Though he does have 25 RBIs and 23 runs. And number five, a fresh face on the top five. It's Justin Upton of the San Diego Padres, hitting .287, 8 homers, 24 RBIs, 23 runs, 7 steals. As for last week, I got to see this one live.
Harper to right center. See you later. The 22-year-old has done it again. Unbelievable. A game winner.
And by live, I mean on television. That's Bryce Harper hitting a walk-off homer, beating the Atlanta Braves, as they say there. One of his 6 home runs from the past week. Again, I will repeat that. That was one of Bryce Harper's 6 home runs from the past week. During that span, he's got 9 hits and 23 at-bats. That's good for a .391 average, but 6 home runs gives you 12 RBIs, and he's also scored once besides those for 7 runs. Number two, Torrey Hunter, .406 in the last week, 13 of 32, 3 homers, 10 RBIs, 9 runs, We'll get more in-depth on Torrey Hunter and whether or not he belongs on your team later in the show, so stay tuned. Number three over the past week, second baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals, Colton Wong. He is 14 of 26, two homers, eight ribbies, six runs, and a steal. Yasmani Grandal, the talk of the town. He had a game earlier this week, two homers and eight RBIs. He is eligible at catcher and first base. 10 of his last 15, three homers, 11 RBIs, four runs. I've been having a revolving door at catcher since Jonathan Lucroy got hurt. I've seen Kevin Plawecki there. I've seen A.J. Pierzynski. I've seen Blake Swihart. And now I have Yasmani Grandal. Also, another catcher on this list at number five as hitters over the last week, it's Russell Martin, 12 of 22. That's a 5.45 average, three homers, five RBIs, seven runs, and believe it or not, Russell Martin has a stolen base in the last 7 days. And this is the first time this year that none of the top five over the past week are shown on the top five over the season list. On to the pitchers now.
3-2 pitch to Sam Fuld.
Strike three called, got him! 2,000 career strikeouts for Felix Hernandez, the fourth youngest pitcher to reach that milestone. Joining Bert Blyleven, Sam McDowell, and Walter Johnson. Standing ovation here at Safeco Field.
Yes, the king. That cut actually from today. I'm recording this on Sunday, May 10th. That's Mother's Day as we look ahead to the next week. But his stats are not calculated into this because it's not fair to add just his and not everybody else's. But the deal is Felix Hernandez picked up his 2,000th strikeout on Sunday. Very impressive. Before Sunday's start, Felix still number one in the majors for pitching. 5-0, five quality starts, 44 strikeouts in 41 and two-thirds innings, a 1.73 ERA and .84 whip. Number two, been a mainstay on this top five so far this season. It's Dallas Keuchel, Houston Astros. He's 4-0, six quality starts. K numbers not as great as the rest, 37 strikeouts in 51 and two-thirds innings, though he continues to lead the majors in innings pitched. He also leads the majors in ERA with a 1.39. Pretty darn good whip there, too, .84. Zach Greinke's number three, 5-0, six quality starts, 34 Ks in 40 and a third innings. A 1.56 ERA leads the National League. He also carries a .84 whip. Number four, the last starter on this list of five, is Sonny Gray, Oakland Athletics. He's 4-0, six quality starts, 44 strikeouts in 49 innings, a 1.65 ERA, and even one whip. And number five is a relief pitcher. It's Andrew Miller of the New York Yankees. Mariano who? Because he's got 13 saves, leads the majors, 26 strikeouts in 15 and two-thirds innings. Has not given up an earned run yet this season with a fancy whip of .7. We move on to the hottest pitchers in the game. With pitchers, I look at the last 2 weeks. I feel like that's a much better barometer than just the last 7 days. We're looking at the last 2 weeks here for pitchers. Number one, Madison Bumgarner. 2-1, two quality starts, 25 strikeouts in 20 and a third innings. 1.77 ERA, .79 whip. Here's that man again, Andrew Miller. Seven saves in the last 2 weeks, 11 Ks in eight and a third innings. Sonny Gray shows up on this list as well. He comes in at number three in the last 2 weeks, three quality starts, a 2-0 record, 25 strikeouts in 20 and two-thirds innings. I got another reliever here. This guy's not a closer, but he's still on the list. It's Carlos Villanueva, St. Louis Cardinals, and it's because he's picked up two wins. He's got nine strikeouts in 11 innings, hasn't given up a run, and his whip is under .5 at .45. So you got Carlos Villanueva on your team. If you're one of the 8% or so, then congratulations to you. Got another starter here. It's Mike Leake, 2-0, two quality starts, each going eight innings, not giving up a run. He's got five total strikeouts in those and a .63 whip. That's your starting five for the Major League Leaders. Best batter, Paul Goldschmidt, number one this week. Felix Hernandez, the number one pitcher. Coming up next, it's been an infuriating season if you've got one of these guys in your offense, and I'll let you know whether you can drop them or not. Plus, I got a list of guys that you should not be cutting despite their rough starts. That's up next. Hey, batter, batter, dugout chatter. This is the Can of Corncast. I'm Andy Greenberg.
It's the Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg, only on ArizonaSports.com.
You are listening to the Can of Corncast. My name's Andy Greenberg. This is on ArizonaSports.com. You can also find us online, CanofCorn987. That's on Twitter, CanofCorn987. Or you can just search Facebook, Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg. Can of Corn, easy fly ball, and we make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. So let's get into a little Hey Batter Batter dugout chatter. Who is okay to drop and who should you keep sitting on? Well, you should keep sitting on the following players: Andrew McCutchen, Carlos Gomez, Robinson Cano, Adrian Beltre, Ian Desmond, Steven Strasburg, Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, Jeff Samardzija. That should all come without explanation. Okay, rough stretch. These are all-stars. These are top-notch players. Do not drop them, period. Do not. Unless for some reason they're injured and out for the rest of the season, do not drop those players. Now, on to some guys with a little more debate, and I've got two of them for you. One, shortstop for the Chicago White Sox, Alexi Ramirez. This has been a big problem, as he's been my shortstop up until Thursday, I believe. This week was the last day he was my shortstop. I dropped him on Friday. He did not play Friday. Game postponed. I swapped him out for Andrelton Simmons. Simmons goes 1-for-5. Saturday, Simmons goes 0-for-5. Friday, Simmons goes 1-for-5. And here comes Alexi Ramirez with the best day of his life. Ah, right after I dropped him. Come on. It happens. It happens. But you can't think of that day as the end-all be-all for what Ramirez is going to be for the rest of the season, because you're completely ignoring the month and a half leading up to that. So he had one day of offense, 2 homers, 4 RBIs, 3 runs. It was in a doubleheader. One day of offense, doubleheader. Besides that, besides his day of 2 homers, 4 RBIs, and 3 runs, he has 1 homer, 9 RBIs, and 7 runs in the previous month and a half. Plenty of better options at shortstop out there. You could take a chance on 6% owned Jungho Kung from the Pittsburgh Pirates. You might misread that as Jungho Kang. It is Kung. Heard it pronounced on television, Pittsburgh broadcasters, etc. He's hitting .318, playing much more often. Jordy Mercer and Josh Harrison, not so great of options for the Pirates on the left side of the infield. Kung now eligible at third base as well. Definitely someone to take a look at. As I mentioned before, Andrelton Simmons. I picked him up. He's 1-for-10 since I have. Hooray. But he's 44% owned. A little bit more on him later in the show. Brandon Crawford could also be a great option this year. He's 29% owned, hitting above his career slash line. But he's always been really consistent. He's got a very shallow crop of serviceable shortstops this year, and I think Brandon Crawford could be a good low-risk option. So if you're sick of the crap from Alexi Ramirez besides his one career day of offense, it's okay to get rid of him. It's okay to get rid of Alexi Ramirez. It is also okay to get rid of Chris Carter. Oh, but he had 37 home runs last year. Do you remember his batting average last year? .227. This guy was once one of the top hitting prospects in the A's system. He's lived up to the homer numbers, except for this year. But that average leaves a heck of a lot more to be desired, especially this year. Power last year, big. Like I said, kind of an outlier. 37 homers, hit .227. He's a career .217 hitter. So even that .227, which is putrid, still over his career high. In 2013, that was Carter's first season with the Astros, he hit 29 homers, but he also hit .223. Home run numbers, not close this year. He's got 4 on the year, hitting an inexcusable .152. His OPS, for those that don't know, that is on base combined with slugging percentage. Usually those numbers are really high. Right now his OPS is .539. That is, stick with me here, Chris Carter's .539 OPS is only 102 points above the Major League batting average leader right now, who is D. Gordon, hitting .437. And Carter's on-base percentage combined with his slugging percentage is 20% more than the league leader's batting average. If you're a stat head like me, your mind has been blown. That is, and anybody who still has Carter on their team is just fishing for home runs, and they're going to get a nice fat sack of 0-for-4s with a nice 1-for-3 with a walk, a homer, and 2 runs scored that'll keep them thinking, oh, I should keep him on my team. get this guy out of there. There's a dearth of potential at first base and outfield where Carter is eligible. It's time to get rid of him. He is 100% replaceable, should not be on your team anymore. Lastly, I love this stat. So far this year, he's striking out on 43% of his at-bats. He is striking out. His career number for that, 39%, which is still pretty darn high, and it's worse than that. To give you a little perspective, mix in last year, 35%. So last year, when he hit 227 and 37 homers, he struck out less than he did this year with less homers and a lower batting average. So he's still swinging for the fences. He's just not touching the ball at all. Quick review. Okay to drop Alexi Ramirez. Okay to drop Chris Carter. Not okay to drop Andrew McCutchen, Carlos Gomez, Robinson Cano, Adrian Beltre, Ian Desmond, Steven Strasburg, Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, or Jeff Samardzija. Keep those guys on your team. But if you are going to drop Ramirez or Carter, you might want to pick one of these guys up. We'll check the free agent pool. That's coming up next.
It's the Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg, only on ArizonaSports.com.
And we're just cruising along. It's the Can of Corncast. Can of Corn, easy fly ball. We make it easy for you to win at Fantasy Baseball. Participate in the show. Send me questions. Ask me stuff. Let's do it. Twitter, Can of Corn, 98.7. That's Can of Corn, 98.7 on Twitter. You can also search Can of Corncast on Facebook. You'll see with Andy Greenberg there. And let's check out the free agent pool. Swimming around the shallow end, I promise to talk about this guy. It's Torii Hunter, 54% owned from the Minnesota Twins, one of the game's most consistent players over the past decade. Career 279 hitter, hitting 295 right now. And these are the numbers that I love from Torii Hunter. He has over 80 RBIs in 8 of his last 10 seasons and hasn't hit below 15 homers or below 70 runs since 2005, when he only played 98 games. That was one of the years he had less than 80 RBIs. Solid, smart, totally unsexy for picking it up, but this guy could be your saving grace and an excellent addition to your team. Swimming around the free agent pool, 44% owned, Andrelton Simmons, another guy. Mentioned him earlier. Here we go again. Shortstop for the Braves. Spent a lot of time with Braves hitting coach Kevin Seitzer, and he's not going to be hitting 17 homers again, but he'll spend a heck of a lot less time swinging out of his shoes for the fences and more time making solid contact. Case in point, hitting 289 with 2 homers right now, and he's only struck out 6 times this year. Stats looking very similar to his rookie year, where he finished hitting 289 with a 335 on-base percentage, 416 slugging percentage. In the deep end of the free agent pool, 15% owned Alex Colome. Great start and an okay start so far, both 5 innings. Didn't give up any runs. Second one, gave up 2 runs, 10 total strikeouts in those 10 innings. Excellent ability to paint the corners with his fastball, rarely serves up a pitch over the heart of the plate. Hard-biting cutter, but it can sail. Though he rarely throws his curve, he probably should because it looks really good. And it's that change that needs a little work, though, if he wants to be a high strikeout guy. But I think a great flyer, especially for where he's at. Again, 15% owned with Cobb. Alex Cobb being out for the year. Alex Colome will get the starts for the rest of the season, and I think he's a great flyer and under-the-radar starting pitcher. Swimming in that Chase Field pool, 40% owned Archie Bradley, scheduled to make his return on Saturday, May 16th, after getting hit in the face by a line drive. Had a mild concussion, but he's been back on the field in a bullpen session already. Definitely on pace to make his start. And we don't really know where that fourth start would have finished had he not been hit in the face, but his first 3, masterful. And it might take 1 or 2 for him to get back in rhythm, but keep him on your team. Bradley, a must-own in all mixed leagues. And we're going to blow right through the break. We're going straight to the on-deck circle. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite prospects, 41% owned Noah Syndergaard, New York Mets starting pitcher. It shot up. His ownership shot up 40 points after the in one day, 40 points after the Mets announced that he's going to be starting Tuesday. Dylan G going to the DL. So Syndergaard starting Tuesday. Assumedly will get another start as well. This kid dominating in Las Vegas, which is a hitter's park. Very much so. But he's 3-0. He's got 34 strikeouts and 29 and two-thirds innings, a 1.82 ERA, and a .94 whip. This in, like, the most hitter-friendly park in the minors in Las Vegas. Unbelievable that his numbers are like that in and really the Pacific Coast League, a hitter's league, in the minors right now. One of my favorite guys to keep an eye on in the minors right now, it's shortstop Carlos Correa of the Houston Astros. He's already 11% owned. No word on whether or not they're going to call him up, though they just lost Jed Lowry to some right thumb surgery. He's going to be expected out through the All-Star break. Right now playing shortstop, Jonathan Villar, 182 batting average, 1 RBI in 33 at-bats. Marwin Gonzalez hitting a little better, 254, 1 homer, 8 RBIs, 63 at-bats. Those guys aren't that great of an option. They're not really part of the future in Houston. And Correa is, big time, crushing it with Double-A Corpus Christi, 389, 7 homers, 32 RBIs, 24 runs, 15 steals. Can you say Mike Trout? I can, Mike Trout. Because remember when the Angels were doing pretty well and they're like, man, we got this guy, he's really young, he's like 20 years old, but he could be so good for us if we bring him up. And Mike Trout was amazing. He was amazing for the Angels. And they missed the playoffs and he nearly won MVP as a rookie. But Mike Trout, fantastic. And I think Correa, the second coming, where someone who's just kicking ass in the minors and is just ready to turn it on in the majors, and I think we've got that. Correa, only 20. I think they'd be foolish to hold him in the minors all year. And I'm jumping on him as soon as I hear that he's getting that call. He's getting onto my team, and I mean it. All right, that is it for the Can of Corncast. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening again. You've been wonderful. My name is Andy Greenberg. You can find me online at Andy the G on Twitter. If you want to tweet the show, it's at CanofCorn987. So this is on Arizona Sports 98.7, ArizonaSports.com. Thank you so much for listening. Can't wait to hear from you this week, and let's play ball.
The Can of Corncast is brought to you by ArizonaSports.com and 98.7 FM.
Hey, Lloyd, do some delivery for the truck to the airport.
Thank you very much.